That's right. Donegal is one of the worst affected counties in terms of dogs seized by dog wardens and county councils for livestock worrying, which is typically sheep. There were 45 incidents where dogs were seized by the Dog Warden County Council in Donegal, and that was the second highest in the country.
Do you feel that maybe there's an onus on dog owners to know where their pet is? In terms of how these incidents are happening, it really can be any sort of a dog that could attack sheep, really.
No, unfortunately, everybody thinks that my dog wouldn't do that. And I suppose the statistics would show and reports from farmers would show that anybody's dog can do this. Originally, dogs were bred to hunt. And when they get into that frame of mind, they obviously change from a pet to revert to their kind of natural instinct. And the damage that they can do is so severe to the animals, to the farmer in terms of his livestock and his income. You know, there are horrendous stories there of sheep being killed and also being injured and maimed and having to be put down later on. So the advice to all dog owners would be keep it on a leash, and also obviously at home, you know, keep it in a secure garden. That has always been the advice and will continue to be the advice.
In terms of what happens to the dogs who have been seized, I mean, are some of them put down or are they returned to their owners? Like what happens there?
As far as I know, it varies between county councils what their policies are. Some county councils will have a certain length of time before a dog will be put down. If it was claimed by an owner, I'm sure there would be the prosecution route might be followed, depending on the farmer, if the owner of the dog is identified. And then some county councils work with charities to rehome dogs. Now, whether that's the case of dogs that have been involved in livestock worrying, I don't know. And it would be very dependent on the individual county council. You know, there are a lot of dogs seized. As you know, there was 216 dogs in total seized over the 4-year period that we looked at from 2015 to 2019. And as we said, Donegal was one of the worst affected with 45 dogs, and Tipperary was the highest with 66. I suppose from the farmer's point of view, it's such a devastating thing to happen to a flock, an attack, and the losses in the attack and the subsequent losses. It's such a serious issue that, you know, highlighting these numbers, I suppose, might make dog owners more aware of their role, their responsibility in keeping their dog under control.